Congress gives bad guys the green light. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Senate voted last night on four amendments that were supposed to make it tougher for a potential terrorist to buy a gun. They all failed, even though, according to CBS congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes,
everyone up here, including the NRA, appears to agree that suspected terrorists should not have access to guns.
So what exactly is going on? Well, what's going on is that many members of the NRA are worried that if you give the government the power to deny a gun to people on the no-fly list, as one of the amendments would have done, innocent Americans who might be on the list by mistake couldn't buy a gun at the moment they needed it. They felt there ought to be some due process. And yet, we deny people things they want all the time without due process. A bartender can deny drinks to a customer. In fact, it's his duty if the guy's drunk. A credit card company can deny credit if they don't trust you to pay. And in fact, a gun dealer can deny you a gun if he considers you suspicious. The only question here is whether we allow the government to make that call. I still think the FBI should at least warn gun dealers of known terrorist suspects in the area. But as it stands now, for all the tough talk, Congress is playing right into the hands of American-born al-Qaeda terrorist Adam Gadon, who was killed in 2015, but not before posting this advice to his followers on YouTube.
America is absolutely awash with easily obtainable firearms. So what are you waiting for?
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.